The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power of Women, featuring your host, Pamela Varcone. Insights and interviews to make you believe that together we can do anything. You'll be inspired by what you hear in the next hour. Here's the host for Power of Women, Pamela Varcone.
Welcome to this week's edition of Power of Women. We are very excited to have with us today not one guest, not two guests, but multiple guests from the Charter Partners Institute. Beginning with Mark Lang, the Executive Director of the Institute. Mark has had a distinguished career in science, technology, and education and is now Executive Director of the Charter Partners Institute. And we're also very pleased to have with us the co-founder of Charter Partners and Charter Partners Institute, Todd Welsh. Todd is a think outside the box, very creative entrepreneur, and I know he's going to tell us a little bit more about that as the program goes on. And we also have some of the wonderful students who are studying at Charter Partners Institute this summer, and they are going to tell us what it's like to be prepared to be a future leader of a global economy. Welcome to all of you. Mark, let's start with you. How did you become interested in Charter Partners Institute, and why is leading the Institute important to you?
Well, Pam, I became interested because as I was looking around at what was happening in the region, it seemed like there's a lot of interest in helping entrepreneurs, of which there are very few. But it seemed like there are too few entrepreneurs to really help, and not enough anyway to make enough difference in the community. So what we really need are more entrepreneurs, more entrepreneurial thinkers. And that is really an education issue. And so where is the opportunity for new, fresh thinking? And it's in the young people. The problem we have, of course, is our schools now teach kids to do exactly what the teacher tells them to do. And so Charter Partners, when I stumbled upon them, actually found that they were, because of what Todd had done as a creative entrepreneur, focusing on how do we teach kids to find their own ideas, to find the next thing themselves, what they're passionate about, and then learn how to develop it, and in fact get in a mode where they're always thinking about how can I do it better.
So, Mark, you believe that our traditional education, our traditional school system, is not creating the kind of business leaders that we need for the future. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a fair assessment.
And what does Charter Partners Institute do to get these kids to kind of break out of the mold and think outside the box, to use a catchphrase?
Well, I'll let you ask some of them if you'd like, but I think the basic principle is, Todd would say, the teacher will appear when the student is ready. It's we bring them here, we challenge them to do things, we provide people to help them, but we basically turn it over to them. It's up to you to find out what you want to do. Instead of saying, here's what we'd like you to do, please work in this team, turn it over to them so they have to make the decisions. What idea do you have? And if you'd like a team, can you convince somebody to be on your team?
I see. So it's not only about the kind of technical educational aspect of it, it's also really about leadership and people skills.
It's actually more leadership and people skills. I like to call it life skills, actually. It's kind of a way of approaching life.
Well, that is really a wonderful way to approach education and future leadership, especially in this world that is shrinking every day.
Exactly, because what we find You know, at one time, frankly, companies would go through a long process to decide what to do next, and then they would try to hire people who know whatever it is they decided how to do. But the problem is today, the people overseas who have much lower cost base can do exactly the same thing. See what other companies are doing, hire people to do that, and so therefore there's not enough competitive advantage. So what companies need are people who will come in and figure out what's the next problem or the next opportunity and constantly reinvent themselves. And the challenge, of course, is that our schools were designed for a different age when we didn't want people to do that.
Yes, we wanted them to fall into lockstep and stand at a machine and do the same thing over and over again for 30 years.
Exactly. So it's not so much a problem as something wrong with the schools. It's that the kind of world has moved on and the schools kind of need to catch up.
Well, when Todd decided that he was going to give students this opportunity, how, Todd, did you begin this process?
First of all, I want to explain. I also would like to just make a comment here for a second, Pam, which I was reading the front of your Empowering Women, your email you sent us, and I really love this comment, is that will America be the world's business leader of the next decade, and will innovation and entrepreneurship keep us in front of the pack? And I think that's without knowing it, that's really what I was trying to have an impact on. We need to have entrepreneurs to help build this country. And this country's built on innovation. It's built on the light bulb, on the iPod, on the car, on the airplane, on the internet. We've done so many wonderful things, and it's that creativity, it's that childlike innovation that's really allowed us to be what we are. And I simply went into the high school because I felt my own education didn't allow for some of this creativity. I felt stifled, frankly. Throughout my education, I was in this row, in this seat, in this box, and repeat back what the teacher had suggested I had to learn, and he or she would grade me. And I really wanted to break out of the box, you know. And we just simply went to a local high school and said, we'd like to start a real live business inside the school. And it started with 6 students. They started with a radio station, and within 2 weeks they had it running. Within about 3 to 6 months, we had somewhere between 50 to 100 students that would stay after school and come before school just to work on the project. So you could see they became passionate about their own learning, and you can see how well it works because the students love it. You know, it's what they're dying for. We're all craving.
I think that this is, without sounding like I'm putting out a lot of hyperbole, I think this is probably the future of education in this country if we can make the transition. Because sitting behind a desk, learning very structured, rote type of exercises is just simply not going to be that useful. Of course, people need to learn mathematics and they need to learn to read, and the arts are very important. But this ability to be creative and to take your ideas and run with them and to be collaborative with others truly is the future of business.
Absolutely.
We totally agree.
And we have to say the future, we need more women in business because, frankly, we're out of balance. And it's we've gotten to where we've gotten aggressive in our capitalism. We're overfish our oceans, and we need this kind of balance between male and female out here in the world that allows this cooperative entrepreneurship or entrepreneurship with values. Not saying that women have better values than men, but certainly we balance each other off, and it's that. It's this collaboration between all of us that'll make this a strong world. And it's right here, as I'm looking around the table, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 young people sitting around the table, and 7 of them are women. I'm happy about that, and I'm really glad for the work that you're doing, Pam, out in the world here.
Well, thank you, Todd. We do believe that the empowerment, the education, and the development of women is very important, and that is not to slight the education and the development of men. What it needs to be is equal, and everyone needs to be valued for the skills and the characteristics they bring to the table. Let's talk a little bit about the projects that you're working on right now. We've got 12 very smart young people sitting around the table. What are the projects that everyone is working on?
Well, why don't we ask Yuvan to start? Huh?
All right. I'm actually working on a retractable high heel that's fully convertible into a flat shoe. So they're essentially a high heel, a medium heel, and a flat shoe, 3-in-1 for an affordable value. That's what I'm working on.
Now, that is one of the most exciting projects I've ever heard in my life, because as a businesswoman, I cannot tell you how many times I've had to take an extra tote bag with me to carry another pair of shoes, because I need to wear my power high heels into the meeting, but I can't walk around the city or walk around an industrial complex all day in them, so I need to bring a pair of flat shoes to be able to get from meeting to meeting and then put the high heels back on again. That is a brilliant concept. I want to, when you do your IPO, I want to absolutely be part of that. I want to buy stock in that company.
We got our first offer.
So maybe, Pam, maybe you, when you can explain how you came up with that idea.
Oh, well, actually, it was a Friday a few weeks ago that I went to my friend's Sweet 16 party, and it was a dance party, and we were all having a good time, and eventually our feet started hurting since it was a semi-formal party and we were all wearing heels. The problem was people started stepping on other people's toes with stilettos, which wouldn't be too pleasant. And it was a country club, and people started taking off their shoes, dancing barefoot, which was kind of slobbish, I thought. So if we could save time and space by putting three shoes in one, I thought for all ages, even for people my age and people, career women, actually women of all ages and all incomes, if they could have the shoe, I thought it would just be great.
That, I'm serious. That is one of the most innovative, best and most needed ideas. If you can truly develop that and bring it to market, you are going to be a very rich young woman.
So you can see, Pam, we're basically teaching them this is how innovation occurs. You run it, you run across a situation, there's something wrong here, there ought to be a better way. In this case, you know, I think being out here caused her to kind of remember that experience. Actually, she started with different ideas and was kind of working on them, and then this one came to her, and she's been really working very hard on this, and making a lot of progress, actually.
Oh my gosh, that is so exciting! Well, we're just about a minute out from break, so I don't want to start with a new project or a new idea. I would just like to ask you, Mark, to just kind of talk a little bit about the school itself, about the institute itself. How, I know that it's located at a farm outside of Easton, Pennsylvania. We have literally a nationwide, in fact, a worldwide audience. So we need to put a location on the map for people. And Easton, Pennsylvania is in the eastern part of Pennsylvania in the United States. And it is a summer program. Is that correct?
This particular event is a summer program. It's a one-week experience where they come to the farm we're at is actually a farm owned by Todd that he uses a corporate retreat for his company. But it's an ideal setting because you're kind of close to nature, an open experience, lots of distractions. Because, you know, innovators also get frustrated sometimes. You need to find distractions. Other bright people around to try to help make it work. You know, Easton, as you know, it's just north of Philadelphia and west of New York City. We're almost right. In fact, you could look not too far from the border with New Jersey.
Well, that is fantastic to know. And when we come back from break, we're actually going to talk very quickly, because I want to segue into it, about how students, educators, businesses can learn a little bit more about the Institute and how they can participate or support you. This is Pamela Varcone. You are listening to Power of Women, and we will be right back. Please stay with us.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting?
From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
When your car starts to gasp and sputter, you take it in for a tune-up. But what about when you get tired and need help? Sounds like it's time for a life tune-up. Simple, straightforward advice and techniques to help inspire and guide you in weathering life's challenges and finding your true purpose. Each week, Lauren and Shore Slocum will give you the tools to tune up your life in a way that's easy and fun. Stop making excuses and live your life. Tune in to Life Tune-Ups, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and tune up your life today.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. We are having a fascinating program today with Charter Partners Institute, with the Executive Director, Mark Lang, the co-founder, Todd Welsh, several of the students, and now I find that we also have some teachers and mentors with us. So we are going to continue this very stimulating conversation about education for the future. I did promise our audience before we went to break that we were going to find out how students can become involved with Charter Partners Institute, how businesses can support you, and how educators can become involved. So, Mark, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, the Institute is fairly small right now. We started by, as Todd mentioned, kind of doing a program in one high school. And then this program we're talking about immediately here that we're in the middle of is a one-week summer camp, which is the third year it's been done, which we'll keep on doing. But we've actually recently said to ourselves that this is really too good to be, you know, to have 15 or 20 students every summer come to Charter Farms. And we're actually going to beginning to reach out into all the schools in the region, we hope, and try to get them, and how can they integrate this kind of teaching in the regular educational process?
Well, if someone from the eastern Pennsylvania region, since it seems to be limited to that right now, if an educator or a school administrator is interested in finding out how their school can become involved, what exactly do they do?
Well, we do have a website, www.charterpartnersinstitute.org. There's information on there, you know, contact information, some information about the programs. As for example, we're doing the week with high school students this week. In August, we're actually have a week-long program scheduled to bring in teachers from the region to help them learn how to teach this thing. And we're also working, as Todd mentioned, a teacher from Bethlehem Botech is here because actually they're working with us. They're going to be trying to integrate this kind of teaching, entrepreneurship classes, as a regular part of the curriculum, not an elective people can take, but actually something that every student would be exposed to.
Families, this is Todd Welch. We have a deep interest in helping change the world, and particularly education, and we know that it needs to move this direction. We know that there's a lot of people working on it, and to do our part, we would be glad to share everything that we have with anybody, with including our curriculum. We have a PowerPoint presentation that one of our teachers has developed who's taught this for 15 years. We can share. We have some videos, as I may have already mentioned. And certainly we'd be glad to talk on the phone or email anybody who is trying to do this and is looking for tools and resources. So we want to be part of the world community that's changing things, and this is certainly a wonderful way, your program, to get in touch with some of these folks. So thank you so much for allowing us to do that.
Well, thank you for being willing to bring almost your entire crew to the to the program today. We very much appreciate that. Now, you mentioned that you have a teacher in the room who this program has affected. Could we hear from him or her?
Okay. Mike Reinhardt. He's coming right now.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Mike Reinhardt. I teach at the Bethel Maryville Tech School.
Okay, we need to tell our audience that's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, located in the Lehigh Valley. And the VOTech School stands for Vocational Technical School, where students learn career skills.
Absolutely. And also, more importantly today, the soft skills that the entrepreneurial program we can incorporate in our curriculum. I teach a manufacturing processes class, and this just complements my program a lot. I actually had Mark on my craft advisory committee to come and look, and each different person that represented business and industry in my meeting, some of the bigger companies in Lehigh Valley, were very, very much impressed with wanting to implement this into the program because it was a win-win situation, and that there's so much good information. Plus, they need individuals that can think outside the box today and work as a team, and the whole society is changing the way we do things. This just comes at the right time for me. And we have three programs that are going to probably, will implement this fall. So we're really excited and looking forward to really doing this.
Mike, give our audience, who may not be as familiar with all of this as you are, give our audience a black and white example of an old system or an old curriculum and something new that this program has pushed you toward.
Well, as you said before, in the past, I mean, basically a lot of times you just have a person that did one, we were talking before about some people that worked on a job, they had 1 year's experience, they worked 15 years over and never did anything creative, and they couldn't be competitive in the market. Today you have to be able to respond to different situations that come up, and by having people that can apply different ideas and implement those ideas, it streamlines the workforce, it streamlines the process that they have. So it's just a tremendous way to get more productivity and more output from the workers.
Well, I think that any of us who have been in business over the years have learned that rather than bring in an expensive, high-priced consultant, not that there's anything wrong with expensive, high-priced consultants, but before you do that, sometimes your very best line of defense to find out how to streamline your operation or how to become more profitable is to talk to everybody from the janitor on up. And because the people inside the business, the people in the trenches, have often got wonderful ideas about how to make things better, how to have an economy of scale, and nobody's ever asked them, and they've never felt like they were free to speak up. And sometimes that ability to plug into your people can be the most effective way to move forward.
That's absolutely true. Not only in that respect, but for me as a teacher, wanting to utilize my resources. The Charter Partners is a consortium of all these different experts, and one of the neat things that kids find when they come here to work on their projects, they get to talk to experts that have actually done it and get firsthand information. So as far as speakers and educating, it's not just like cut and dry education. It's real life experience, which makes all the difference in the world.
Well, there are many people who think that education is a wonderful thing, but the reality is when you get out in the real world, you find out that it has not prepared you to actually do a job.
That's absolutely true, and this makes you appreciate and understand why you're going to school. It's like, as a vocational teacher, one of the things that makes the program good is hands-on learning, practical hands-on learning. Well, this helps things become practical, so when they're doing things, they understand why they have to learn math, why they have to learn about pricing and about different strategies and other things they do. So it's implementing English and the curriculum. We're doing a lot of different things, initiatives with math and English. Well, you can't get more involved in making a business plan, making presentations to sell your plan and idea. So it's not only going to help a student in business, it's going to help them in all the subjects they're doing.
Well, I would think it would also motivate them, too, because if you know that at the end of the diagramming the 100th sentence, you're actually going to be able to take your knowledge and apply it and be successful and be able to take it and run with it, you're a lot more motivated, I think, to do some of the rote, boring tasks of learning when you know that it's actually going to turn you loose for the creative aspect of it.
Absolutely, and it's also, I was just telling one of the students today, you don't want to confuse activity with accomplishment in that it gets you engaged in a process to do it in the right sequence and in the right way to get your end goal, you know, and that's part of the formulation and structure they have is phenomenal.
And Pam, that's what we meant by real-time learning. As an example, Yuvan, you just heard about what do with a shoe, was talking about how she had some physics classes before and kind of wondered what it was, and now she's actually learning a lot more about physics as she's trying to figure out how to apply her physics lessons to solve the problem, which she's now passionate about solving.
Well, that is really what education is supposed to be all about. It's supposed to be about being able to be creative, to be able to solve problems, to make the world a better place. It is not simply about just going out there and earning a paycheck every week and having nothing else change. So when we think about some of the projects that you have worked on at the Institute, I'll bet we've got some great success stories, and I know we have several graduates with us that have went through the program before and have now come back to assist. And when we come back from break, we are going to talk to those graduates who have come back and find out how the experience is applying to their lives. You are listening to Power of Women with Charter Partners Institute. I am Pamela Varconi, and we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varconi is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varconi at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varconi.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Son, we got to talk about drinking.
I know.
I don't want you touching alcohol till you're old enough.
Yeah, I know, Dad. It's not a big deal.
Don't yeah, I know me, okay? And it is a big deal. Underage drinking is just stupid.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
Look, I did it because we didn't know what we know now. Alcohol affects kids differently, okay? When kids drink, it's more dangerous. And you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
Look, son, I'm trying to help. I've seen what it does. I mean, you may think you can handle it, but when you drink, it screws up your judgment. Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela@powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, your host. And we are very pleased to have with us today the entire staff, management, and students of Charter Partners Institute, located in Easton, Pennsylvania. We have been talking to Mark Lang, the executive director, Todd Welsh, the co-founder. We have been speaking to some of the students, some of the teachers, and we understand that three of last year's graduates of the program have come back to help and mentor this year. And we would love to talk to them about how their experience has impacted them over the past year.
Thank you, Pam. Who's starting? Lori Wagner.
Hi, my name's Lori, and I was actually a member of the program 2 years ago, and I returned last year to be a mentor and again this year. And the reason I returned was because I was one of the first students to go through the program ever, and I really wish that I had had someone who had been through the program to look up to ask for advice, because sometimes you really want someone's opinion who's around your age level, who can give you advice and tell them how their experience was and ask questions. So that's why I came back, and also because the program had such a huge impact on my self-confidence and my confidence in the ideas that I had come up with, and I really just wanted to come back and see other young people have the same experience that I did and help them so that they could get as much out of the program here as I did.
Well, Lori, that is a wonderful testimonial. What exactly were some of your ideas that you came up with, and why has those ideas and participating in the program given you more self-confidence?
Well, the first year I decided to work alone because I had been on a lot of teams before in school, and I really wanted to just put myself out there as an individual and really rely on myself to come through everything. And I had never completed a full business plan before, and I really wanted to prove to myself that I could stand in front of a venture capitalist panel on my own, never having spoke in front of a group like that before, and that's exactly what I did. I worked on an internet-based company for sort of a small job search for kids to do babysitting and around-the-house jobs, things like that, and although it didn't end up taking off, I don't think that hindered my experience at all. I gained so much out of the program, and I think about Charter Partners all the time. When I meet new people, the networking skills I've learned, public speaking in general, it really helps with the college process, interviews. I feel that I have an edge above other students my age because of this program. So that's why I came back.
Well, Lori, I will just simply put a plug in for you right here. I will tell Todd that if he doesn't hire you as a spokesperson for the future, he's missing a breath.
Thank you very much.
It's going to cost me money.
And who else do we have that has gone through the program and returned?
Okay, Beth Bracey.
Hi, my name's Beth, and last year I competed in the Charter Partners Experience. And my favorite part was collaborating with the business mentors as well as the students that I met here who I'm still friends with. The environment here and the reality is so different from any other program I've been involved in. And it was so it was such a good experience to come up with your own creative way of innovating and coming up with something for the future that nobody else has thought of. So I thought that was the best part of the experience.
And Beth, what was your project that you were so enthusiastic about?
My project was a sneaker company to raise money for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and I'm actually still working on it. I've been working on it for about a year now.
And is it progressing well? Does it look like you're going to be able to implement?
Yeah, definitely.
And is your connection with Charter Partners Institute still assisting you in some way?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's wonderful to know that it's more than just a 1 week program or a summer program, that it's an ongoing relationship. That speaks volumes for the program and for you. And I believe we have a third graduate there.
It's Steve Rosen.
Hi, I'm Steven. I also participated in the Charter Partners program last summer, and I had just as wonderful of an experience as Lori and Beth did, and that's why I'm back here again trying to assist with the next class of Charter Partner Entrepreneurs.
And Stephen, what was the project that you were working on?
My project actually is a little bit similar to Lori's. She was able to help my group out last year when we were going through the process. We did an online business, a website that would have job opportunities for young adults in the area for part-time and summer jobs.
Okay. Now, I have a question. I'm going to leapfrog. Thank you, Stephen, for that. I'm going to leapfrog over the three graduates, and I'm going to go to one of the mentors that I know is there who is also a financial and business consultant, and that is Sally Handlin. Sally, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Pam. It's good to be here with you and at Charter Partners.
I am interested in how you help these young people to understand that as wonderful as all this is and exciting and creative as it is, that there still has to be something called a profit. So how do you help them with that?
Well, at this point, we're just now working on financial statements and doing projections for their ideas, which they're going to be presenting tomorrow to the venture capital panel. So at this point, it's a matter of looking at what are realistic expenses and then looking at the income over the next 3 years to be able to support those expenses. So we're just in the beginning stages of that today.
Well, that's very exciting because if you cannot sell someone else on your idea, if you don't have a well put together business plan and you can't prove that you're going to be able to pay your investors back, you're simply not going to get anywhere. You're going to be sitting in your garage for the rest of your life dreaming.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Now, Sally, do you have does Charter Institute have a true set of venture capitalists who come in to do this, that volunteer to do this?
I'm going to turn that over to Mark because he's coordinating this.
Okay.
I'm not sure who's on the panel tomorrow.
Yes, well, the panel tomorrow is actually people with different types of investment experience, actually. The president of one of the most progressive local banks, for example, a fellow who's a senior executive of runs 15 hotels in the area, something like that, I believe, and also started the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We have another one. It's a woman that's a strategic, very high-level consultant in strategy for various companies. Another as a financial advisor that helps people, high net value people figure out where to put their money.
Okay, so these These projects will then, someone like Sally or someone like her, will help them create a business plan, crunch the numbers, and there will be actual presentations to this panel about the business idea and its profitability.
Exactly. They will present, and we ask the panel to review it as they would any other investment, actually. The fact that they're high school students and have only had a week to work on it, may come into play a little bit, but we really ask them, you know, to say, would you consider investing in this? Or what would it take to get it to a point where you would consider investing in this? And what are the strengths and weaknesses? It's the very same kind of thing. And frankly, we're always impressed. You know, people think that students don't have enough experience to come up with real creative ideas. And we're always, I think if you've heard, we're always impressed with what they actually come up with.
I have been so impressed so far. I'm really, quite frankly, a little blown away by how impressive these young people are that we've spoken to so far. Is there a do they then get feedback, and in what form do they get the feedback? Does the panel respond to them immediately, or do they get written feedback later? How does that work?
The panel will respond to them shortly after the presentations. The panel will get together and compare notes and then give their feedback. And then we encourage, some of them will say, this is a wonderful experience, I learned from it, and I'm going to go back and do other things. Some of them, as Beth mentioned, for example, and Steve also, are continuing to work on their businesses. And so we try to kind of provide support in the background for them to do that.
So it really is, it really can be an ongoing process. It's not like I go to this camp for 1 week in the summer and I get out of it what I can and then I go away and I'm on my own.
Yeah, Pam, this is Todd Welch. It's more than that. Our intention is to build a business community that goes on well into the future. And I had a wonderful discussion. We're sitting in the chairs in the back of the farm here, if you could picture this beautiful setting that we have, with the mentors just yesterday, and we were discussing the idea of what we'd really like to create for the future. Maybe it would be all right if maybe they could just share a couple of thoughts about what we talked about, right? Steven, you want to take that?
This is Steven. I'm one of the student mentors this year. And basically what we were discussing is how this environment, how what's going on at the Charter Partners Institute differs from what we have in our school life. Personally, I consider myself to be a fairly academic person. However, I believe the experiences I've had here on the farm and through the assistance of the Charter Partners Institute have proven just as valuable or even more valuable than what I've learned in the classroom. And this has basically been because with this experience, I've been able to collaborate with other young students with entrepreneurial minds, with great ideas, and we've had the assistance of mentors who have been successful in their own right. People who you would attend lectures of were able to ask personal questions about our own businesses, and we received the most valuable feedback. And so just the theme of collaboration here on the farm and the freedom we have to pursue our own ideas and try to carry out our own businesses has just been the best experience. And we're hoping that we can form a community of past participants in this e-venture program with the older mentors and have basically an entrepreneurial think tank, which can be very innovative in the future.
Well, that is a fantastic summation on which to go to break. You are listening to Power of Women. We are talking to Charter Partners Institute. I am Pamela Varcone, and we'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Farcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Farcone.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Farcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to pamela@powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. We are talking to Charter Partners Institute today, and this has been such an exciting conversation about the future of entrepreneurship, the future of education. Mark Lang, Executive Director, I understand you have a very special young man for us to talk to.
Yes, we do. Devontae Abraham, the youngest student we've ever had here, who has a very creative business, so let's just let him talk about it.
All right.
Devontae, you're on.
Hello, I'm Devontae Abraham, and I'm trying to make a skateboarding company which would benefit the community by every deck someone buys, a percent of that or a portion of it would go towards a after-school program called Cruiser Cruise. The first cruise, C-R-E-W-S, stands for gangs, and the second stands for, the second C-R-U-I-S-E stands for skateboarding. And what we're going to do is we're going to tone out the gang life using the attraction of skateboarding.
Well, that sounds like a very creative concept because it's very well known among people who study these things that kids go into gangs because they don't feel challenged, they're bored, there's nothing else for them to do, and they want to belong somewhere and they want to feel like they're good at something. So if you could get them interested in skateboarding, that might be the answer.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. I wish you a lot of success with your program.
He's an interesting young man. He's actually very, very good and well-known in this region as a skateboarder. And he's explained to us that most people buy skateboards because they want to associate with a good skateboarder.
Yeah, don't let his quiet voice underestimate his strong spirit. This young man already has two stores agreeing to sell his skateboards. He's called out to California and had a manufacturer agree to make his skateboards. And before this, he sold wax, which has made him money, to local stores to help to grease the rails and so forth. So he's got tremendous respect among his peers. Quite a young man.
Well, that is very impressive for, I believe you said he's 13?
13
years old.
Wow. It does give you hope for the future, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Now, I know you have several other project teams there, and we want to make sure we hear from them before the program's okay. over. So who's next?
Danielle Rosen, actually Steve's sister. So.
Hi, Danielle. Hello?
Okay.
My name is Danielle, and my partner Julie Frankel and I are attempting to create a business called Recap, in which we would buy already used graduation gowns from the previous year and sell them from a lower price to the upcoming seniors, because the majority of high schools require their seniors that are graduating to buy their own graduation caps and gowns, and this would be more cost-effective, as well as being a nonprofit organization in which we would donate to the charity of a school's choice.
Wow, that is a really great idea. There's been a lot of that going on, especially in colleges, with textbooks for years, but I've never heard about that for caps and gowns, and it's a great idea. Are you getting ready to make your presentation to the investment board tomorrow?
We are. We are trying to finish up our business plan and our PowerPoint and perfect our speaking in order to be as fair as possible tomorrow.
Well, that's a lot to accomplish in the next 24 hours. I wish you the best of luck. And who else do we have with us?
We have Claire Cacciatore.
Hi, I'm Claire. And
hi, Claire.
And I'm my partner, Andrea Suarez, and we're working on a mobile salon and day spa. We're just trying to make it more convenient for our clients, and we don't want to just sell a product or service. We want to sell an experience.
Wow. So you would go to people's homes with this spa experience?
Yeah, we would require a head count because we're using an RV, which requires a lot of gas money. So there needs to be a certain amount of people in order for us to get over there.
So talk about the events, Claire.
The events we do are like hair, nails, and makeup. And to create the experience, we'll have like a high-quality staff, and you also get served a glass of champagne.
Oh, I see liability insurance issues right off the bat.
Yeah, and we want to focus more on events such as bachelorette parties and weddings and birthdays, not just individual clients.
All right, and would this actually take place in a van? Would you have like a large, well-equipped van to do this?
Yeah, we actually are going to have an RV.
Okay, and then you would pull into people's driveways, and they would come out into the RV and have all these wonderful treatments.
Yeah, and from a personal experience, prom this year, it rained on my prom day, so it was really inconvenient to go to the salon, have to walk back in the rain, and, like, the hair, you're just so worried about looking good. So if I could get all my girlfriends together before, like, a pre-prom experience and have the RV and salon come to us, that would make everything so much easier.
Wow, that's a really great idea. And you're getting ready also to make your presentation tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Well, I'm really sorry that my portfolio got hit hard in the stock market fall the last year, because I've heard some ideas I'd love to invest in.
You're welcome too, Pam.
Well, I think it's important as we kind of come down the home stretch here to wrap this up a little bit. So, Mark and Todd, perhaps you can do that for us. And tell us what, we have got 3 minutes left. Tell us what you hope the future is going to look like for these students and for business in general, and then make sure you let us know once again how businesses, educators, students can become involved with Charter Partners Institute.
Well, I think, Pam, we see the opportunity for this to be a leading edge, kind of a community based on innovation, where there are many, many innovators. It's a place to go that attracts other innovators. The kind of dynamic here is more people always finding better ways of doing things, so that we create high-value jobs, not lower types of jobs, but high-value jobs. You have bright people that can constantly reinvent the future.
And I would add to that, Pam, is that the future looks like this. The future looks like people respecting each other's differences It's a male, female, you know, different colors, and it's the difference, it's synergizing those differences and respecting people's differences to come up with innovative ideas and to really shift our culture in America and around the world around three critical points, and that is the innovation around collaboration and doing it honestly. And if we can get our cultures, because worldwide, shift the culture to those three things, we're going to have an exciting future. We're going to be able to solve some of these problems, whether it's diseases or whether it's the warming of the planet or economic crisis. We can work together by innovating and doing it honestly and synergizing our differences. And that's what this is really all about, is building a better world.
Well, I don't think that it would be possible to sum it up any better than that. If people want to learn more about this effort, they should go to...
Please go to our website, www.charterpartnersinstitute.org. There's contact information. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, and we appreciate having heard from you. This has been a fantastic hour. My thanks to all of you at Charter Partners Institute. This is Pamela Varcone, and we will be back next week. Please tune in then.
Thank you again for joining us on Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. Please tune in again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it a powerful week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.